Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang magandang-magandang umaga ng Linggo sa inyong lahat. Ikalimam na po ng Disyembre at ngayong araw na ito ay International Volunteer Day at sa Pilipinas nga ay pagbibigay pugay sa mga volunteers ng Philippine Red Cross ang ginawa ng Philippine Red Cross. No? At syempre, alam natin ang International Volunteer Day ay para magtaas ng kamalayan sa kalagahan ng tungkulin o papel na ginagampanan ng mga volunteers o mga voluntaryo sa iba't ibang mga organisasyon at sa iba't ibang mga hangarin at gawain. Yan ay hindi lamang dito sa Australia at Pilipinas, kundi sa iba't ibang mga bansa sa buong mundo. Dahil ngayon, ang International Volunteer Day ayon sa United Nations. At tuwing ikalima yan ng Disyembre, ipinagdiriwang. At bilang pagpupugay din yan sa lahat ng mga espesyal na nagbigay pangangalaga, lalo na nitong panahon ng pandemya, lahat ng kumbaga gumugol ng oras at nagsakripisyo ng kanilang oras na malayo sa pamilya para maipagpatuloy ang kanilang mga trabaho at mga gawain para makatulong sa ating mga kapwa, ganun din. Ano? At syempre alam natin na maraming mga organisasyon dito sa Australia at maging sa Pilipinas na nagbibigay tulong, lalong-lalo na para doon sa mga nangangailangan. At ayon nga sa United Nations, ang araw na ito ay natatanging pagkakataon para mabigyan ng tsansa o maipagdiwang ang mga pagsisikap at mga ginagawa ng mga volunteers, mga individual man o mga organisasyon, ang kanilang pagbabahagi ng oras at ang pagpromote ng kanilang mga gawain sa mga komunidad at maging mga non-government organizations. At syempre, United Nations agencies, mga government authorities at syempre mga pribadong sektor na alam natin, maraming mga individual, yung mga iba nga hindi natin nakikilala at yung iba talaga, mas pinipili nila na wag nang ilantad ang kanilang mga pangalan kung sila ay nagbo-voluntaryo. Ano? Isang magandang pagkakataon ito para maipakita natin ang ating pagmamahal at syempre pagkalinga sa ating mga kapwa. At alam nyo ba na dito sa Australia ay tinataya na halos 6 na milyon o eksaktong 5,897,000 na katao ang nagvo-volunteer o nagbo-voluntaryo sa iba't ibang mga organisasyon taon-taon. Ito ay halos 1/3 o 29.5% ng mga tao na edad 15 years old and above na nagbo-voluntaryo ng kanilang oras at pagtulong sa kapwa. Ang iba ay meron tinatawag na formal volunteering. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng mga organisasyon. At syempre, meron naman din yung mga informal kung saan hindi na kailangan na maging bahagi ng isang organisasyon, kundi sila ay tumutulong na ng kusa sa ating mga kapwa. At alam nyo din ba na dito sa Australia, merong tinatawag na formal volunteering kung saan nga ang New South Wales ay merong 28.9% ng volunteering rate, sa Victoria 32.1%, sa Queensland 26.5% ay nagvo-volunteer, sa South Australia 27.1%, ganun din sa Western Australia 27.1% ang volunteering rate doon, sa Tasmania naman 34.2%, sa Northern Territory 28.7% at sa ACT, Australian Capital Territory, 29.8%. Yan ay ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics 2019. At syempre, iba't ibang dahilan na mayroon ng mga tao sa kanilang pagbo-voluntaryo. Ang iba ay personal na satisfaction nga o paggawa ng mabuti para sa kapwa. Kasama din dyan ang makatulong sa ibang tao at syempre sa komunidad. Ang iba naman ay may personal na dahilan at ang iba naman ay gusto lang maging aktibo at magamit ang kanilang mga kasanayan at karanasan at para rin makatulong sa ibang mga tao. Meron din dyan, iba sa mga dahilan ay ang religious o ang paniniwala o pananampalataya na kailangan o obligasyon natin na tumulong sa ating kapwa. At ganon din na ang iba naman ay napipilitan. Siguro para dun sa mga napipilitan, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na totally napipilitan sila, kundi sa una siguro medyo nagdadalawang isip sila, pero eventually ginagawa na rin nila ito dahil nga iba yung pakiramdam pag ikaw ay nakakatulong sa kapwa at mas nagiging magaan para sa iyong kalooban ang pagtulong mo at paggawa ng mabuti sa iyong kapwa.
SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Ria Alcedo, isang estudyante at nag-volunteer din siya. Good morning, Ria.
Good morning.
Yes, gaya ng sinabi ko, isa kang estudyante and you are volunteering as part of a group of students.
Yes, so I'm part of the Catholic Asian Student Society, or more commonly known as CAS. And I am the Vice President of the University of New South Wales branch.
This is an organization of students from different universities.
Yes.
As part of the CAS, as you mentioned, you are doing volunteer for which organization?
So CAS volunteers at a homeless hostel in Woolloomooloo every weekend. And we usually go on the second Saturday of the month.
How many are the members of CAS, and how many of your members go for the volunteer work?
So we have a lot of active members at the moment, but every time we have to go volunteer, we only need 4 people because it's a fairly small
hostel.
It's a fairly small hostel, yeah. And there's usually older members there as well that helps out, so we don't need a lot of people.
So members take turns in volunteering, kumbaga.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Kung sino man yung free that weekend, because a lot of people have their own stuff to do on the weekend.
You are volunteering for the hostel as part of the CAS, but do you also do any other volunteering work?
So besides volunteering at the homeless hostel, I volunteered twice at an event that the Cancer Council organized, the Posh Gala. It's a special occasion where items are auctioned off to the members and the funds raised are donated directly to the research, advocacy, support, and prevention programs.
Why do you volunteer, Ria?
I think I've started volunteering because I didn't get to do it at all in the Philippines. I didn't really have the opportunity to volunteer because back then I was really young and shy. And then finding ways to volunteer in Sydney is much easier in my opinion. I could easily look up volunteering opportunities on my university's career website, and I could easily join a club in university that can bridge the gap. And yeah, I feel a sense of achievement whenever I volunteer. I found it greatly improved my self-esteem and confidence as I interact with a diverse group of people. I also get to socialize with fellow volunteers that share similar beliefs as I do. Before volunteering, I was really scared to interact with strangers. But now I have learned to empathize and understand people who are in need of emotional and physical support. I learned to not judge people based on their appearance and status without knowing their story. So it's a really fulfilling opportunity that I really enjoy.
Ria, I've seen you with some of your CAS members, and yeah. I don't think you're shy.
because I joined CAS 3 years ago, and yeah, I feel like I've really changed over the past 3 years because of them. Yeah, they're a nice bunch of people.
Do you think you'll encourage students to volunteer, particularly Filipinos?
Oh yeah, we really do encourage members to volunteer at the homeless hostel because we emphasize the benefits of taking a break from study and lending a few hours to contribute to the society. So we really try to ask people directly.
Yes. With the other volunteering work that you did before, how do you choose the kind of work that you will volunteer for?
I think I was always interested in events. So when I saw the advertisement for the Porsche Gala that the Cancer Council organizes, it really sparked my interest. And for CAS, the Soup Kitchen, I feel it's just something different, something I would like to do.
This week, it will be National Volunteers Week. Why would you encourage a student to volunteer in general?
Students should definitely volunteer because not only it can improve your resume and provide you with better job prospects and connections, volunteering can also offer a whole lot of fun experiences, and it can teach you life skills that you cannot get from staying in your room, buried in your books 24/7. And through volunteering in different events, you can find your interest and passion that can definitely help you with your career choice. Like, do you like working with kids? Do you like organizing events? Do you like listening to people's stories? You start to think about these questions when you start volunteering and have conversations with people working in the industry. Yeah.
Yes. And, syempre, para sa mga kapwa Pilipino, volunteer and gain friends.
Yes. Yep. Get to socialize.
Thank you very much, Rhea Alcedo, mula sa CAS, or Catholic Asian Student Society.
Yeah, thank you for...
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.